And also to acknowledge that this book is a very much a collective effort. It's very much coming out of, I think, the process of activist struggles and organising, and the sort of the intellectual work that comes out of that, and working with some of us who happen to be in universities and have political commitments to support those struggles. One of the hats that I wear is the Immigrant Worker Centre. I'm on board with the Immigrant Worker Centre in Montreal, which has been going for about 16 years and is a centre which at the moment is very busy struggling for labour, justice and dignity for workers from various kinds of immigration status, and particularly focusing at the moment in relation to struggles around the exploitation of workers who are being hired through temporary agencies, who are maybe getting exploited at both ends, if you like, of being exploited by agents to be able to come to Canada, but then coming here also finding that there are these layers of kind of exploitation in different kinds of agencies that exist in Quebec context. I'll pass around this paper, which is gives you a bit more of a sense of some of the work and some of the struggles that are happening in the Quebec context. But this book is an attempt at contribution, really, to try and bring forth some of the learnings and the lessons and the strategies and the struggles from a range of different kinds of organising involving migrant immigrant workers across Canada. So there are chapters in here from Sonia and Dina in relation to the Work and Workers Action Centre here in Toronto. There's a chapter that Adri and Jennifer Chung wrote about the struggles of farm workers in British Columbia, and the learning, if you like, that took place between earlier generations of farm workers who were predominantly, quote unquote, landed, permanent residents or citizens who were predominantly South Asian workers, then being replaced in the 2000s by temporary foreign workers coming in through a temporary foreign worker program, and some of the reflections on the kind of the lessons from history for contemporary organising. There's also chapters in the book that deal with living caregiver, or now the caregiver program in Canada, with Jill Hanley, who's a colleague and comrade, also involved in the Immigrant Worker Centre, and another contributor, Jarvan Sistu, put together. And it tries to really, as I said, tries to draw out some of the lessons and some of the stories, and to document some of the stories of organising that aren't the ones that we always hear out in the media, and that are very often outside of kind of traditional trade union labour organising stories. So the book really tries to kind of put this sort of stuff out there, but also in doing so to help us think through the kind of structural and historical ways in which in Canada racialised capitalism has always been part and parcel of this country. And to think about the ways in which people have also have resisted, whether that's been through court challenges, whether that's been more grassroots forms of activities of labour organising which draws on, let's say, radical kind of community organising traditions, and so on. So should also point out that all of the proceeds for this book go to the Immigrant Workers Centre, and that really, yeah, I mean, it's I think at the moment that we're in right now, where under the Trudeau government there was a there has been a parliamentary committee looking into the temporary foreign worker program that made recommendations about 6 weeks ago to Parliament. Questions very much remain about the extent to which anything that the current government may do in relation to changing temporary foreign worker program will actually get at the exploitative foundations on which these programs are based. At the same time, I think it also tries to help us to think about, and to shine a light in the moment where a lot of people are throwing up their hands about what just happened south of the border, to think about the importance of organising in the face of adversity, and to recognise the fact that it's often been workers who have been seen as being marginal to or peripheral to the labour force in countries like Canada that have sometimes been at the forefront of some of the most sort of innovative and sort of radical challenges to sort of class-based and racialised capitalism, if you like, not only in Canada, but also in other places too. So really to think about the fact that, you know, maybe we're in a moment where this book, and also some of the things that, at least some of the folks in the networks that I've been talking to the last few days, have been saying that statement, don't mourn, organise, is the sort of the message, the takeaway for the sort of the moment that we're in. So I'll wrap up. I just want to give a sort of general sense of a bit of an overview of what's in the book, and other friends and comrades here will talk more to specific struggles and other aspects of the kind of notion of putting this book together and the collective work that this sort of tries to help to document and also inform.